Now, for the first time since the ACA became law, insurers are able to look at a full year's worth of data claims to calculate premium prices for the year ahead. That's an important distinction. So we've got real data to talk about. The proposed premium hikes tell us a lot about how much health care costs last year and what insurers calculate health care costs are going to be next year. And on June 1st, CMS made public proposed premium hikes of 10% or more for the 2016 plan year, and many of the proposed increases are eye-poppingly huge. In Maryland, CareFirst Blue Choice, which covers approximately 80% of the individual market, has asked for an average increase of nearly 30%. In Missouri, Coventry Health has requested an increase of over 22%. In North Carolina, Blue Cross Blue Shield has asked for an increase of over 25%. In Tennessee, Blue Cross Blue Shield has asked for over 36%. In South Dakota, one of the largest insurers, Wellmark, has asked for premium hikes between 24 and 51%. It's noteworthy that in many states, the largest insurers are also the ones proposing the biggest increases, which is especially troubling if you think about it, because they've got the most data and are likely the most accurate. We could go on, but there are a number of these prices have real consequences in the lives of real people. In other words, this isn't just about insurance commissioners and scholars. This is about what people are actually paying, and they're paying this in the context of a false narrative. And the false narrative, in my opinion, was this is going to be great, your costs are going to come down, and you're going to love it.